agreement is an agreement, and what people want in Darfur, whether in IDP camps or in homes, is peace and justice. We have been into this path before. There was no peace, there is no justice. We hope this time there will be peace and there will be justice. And only time will tell about the good intention behind signing the agreement. Is it for insinuating like real peace and real justice for all people, or whether it is a political tactic? Time will just tell us.
Dr. Ali Dina, what do you make of the fact that the main rebel group, the Justice and Equality Movement, JEM, were not part of the agreement?
I mean, there was that was also in the process of the negotiation, because like JEM, at some point it was there and then it just withdrew itself from the negotiation, and at that time LGM, which is signed today, was not there and formed itself and get into negotiation. So for me, like, the real test is the intention of the government of Sudan, things which it wants to implement, and people in the ground will see that there is change in policies. So it doesn't matter for me at this point whether it signed agreement with LGM or whether it signed it with JEM or whether it signed it with whatever group, as long as it is committed to peace. The real crux is to for how long or how much the government is really committed to peace.
As I listen to you, Dr. Dina, you seem to be saying that the people of Darfur or Sudan are war-weary, and therefore anything that brings peace should be acceptable. As you know, the International Criminal Court has indicted the Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir, because of atrocities in Darfur. So
yes.
What do you make of that? Do you think that should go on the side in the name of peace, or you think President Bashir should still go before the ICC?
Deeply myself, I believe that President Bashir and whoever committed crime in Darfur has to find their day in court. So whatever he is doing, this is supposed for him to do right away from day one. And just now resorting to peace so that, like, he will save himself from going to the Hague and the ICC, I don't think this is the right path to follow. And I think it just sends a bad signal.
I
think this could all go in parallel. The ICC will go, peace and safety and security in Darfur will go with whatever the government is signing an agreement.